Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Editor.
And Barb Darrow, Senior News Director.
Today's guest is CFO Greg Baker from Logicalis in the U.S., a large international systems integrator headquartered in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and part of Logicalis Group in the U.K. Logicalis has expertise in data center services, including infrastructure design and business continuity and recovery, as well as outsourcing services. We'll be talking about how VARs can better market themselves and their services in this tough economy, and how they need to talk business returns as well as technologies to their customers' CFOs in order to seal the deal. Thank you so much for joining us, Greg.
It's my pleasure, Nicole.
So, Greg, this is Barb. I wanted to talk to you a little bit because one thing we've been hearing from our VAR readers is that they have to be able to talk a really good tech game. But since the recession and tightened budgets, they also have to talk business language and often to higher level executives than in the past. It sounds like you're seeing this, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Barbara. I mean, these past couple of years have just been brutal on IT departments. They were on the top of most cost-cutting lists, and our conversations were all about three fundamental things: cost-cutting, doing more with less, working smarter. What happens is, you know, in order to get ongoing funding approvals, especially for new incremental projects, the game changed a bit with a true deep need to rationalize the payback on investments, given all the cost-cutting. What we were heavily involved with the last couple of years is helping put forward a business case that spoke to E-levels within our customer, especially the CFO, helping them understand the payback and the true all-in cost with a new project.
And are you seeing every deal require actual sign-off by the CFO as well as, you know, the IT administrators? I mean, even in SMB companies, or is this more of an enterprise issue?
Universal. In order for us to get deals closed, the time that it takes has been extended considerably, many times a month or two, and there's been additional layers of approval required in business cases that IT directors used to be able to sign off on themselves. We see it across the board, SMB space, enterprise, SLED, healthcare. It really doesn't matter. There's an increasing desire by the CFO, especially, to understand the numbers and understand how it's going to pay back.
And so I would assume that VARs and systems integrators like Logicalis have to come in and say, look, here's the technology and here's what you're going to get from it in terms of better sales, or it's not just return on investment. It's actually they want to see upside, correct?
It's all about upside in 2010. And in order to make money, you got to cover your fixed costs. You've got to have top-line sales growth. And we're seeing all the pointers now with all the economic indicators, especially here in the United States, with a lot of delayed projects from 2009 just coming to a point where a decision just has to be made. So at this point in time, what we really see is conversations more about how is the IT project going to help drive top-line sales. We've coached our customers on how to write an effective business case, how to use calculators, and speak the CFO's language in terms of payback, MPV, and ROI. But now taking it a level up, if you will, is help them see how it's actually going to help the sales force and the customer base drive sales. This could be related to a portal project, a new application, a unified communication rollout. It's just trying to change the language to talk a more commercial game versus just IT cost-cutting or savings.
So if you're like a VAR executive, you've got to bring your A game to more than just the technology. You can't talk bits and bytes and speeds and feeds alone anymore, can you?
Indeed, Barbara. And the business cases we see getting signed off are, you know, a wider circle of folks now. It could be a joint approval required by the CIO and the CFO, but it just as well could be an approval that's required across operations, including general managers, as priorities have changed. And the amount of funding available, at least last couple of years, has shrunk. We saw most of the capital budgets across our customers shrink by up to 20% last year. We see that those are starting to get reloaded for calendar 10, but still it's no longer the finance team flipping the IT team a budget to spend and them paying cash for it and managing to that budget. You've got a wider audience now involved in the decision making.
Wow. And, you know, ever since, I guess, Salesforce.com came in with its hosted SFA CRM applications, we've seen this kind of shift to getting away from capital expenditures to operating expenses that are more palatable. Do you see that continuing, or do you see any reason that might not continue going into next year?
I really don't. I see it just ramping up. We're kind of in the life cycle stage of hype and euphoria around the cloud right now. But one of the things that's got to be driving most CIOs mad is the magazine or watching the news and taking such interest in cloud delivery. And it's still in the definition stage. You know, everybody seems to have their own definition of what the cloud means, but a fundamental shift in our industry that I see is long-lasting. And many people are using software as a service now. I mean, Logicalis does for payroll service, for example. But really taking it to the next level, when you're looking at trying to avoid or minimize computing power, the cost associated with setup, maintenance, and ongoing delivery, we're scratching the surface right now in organizations that are able to provide true IT infrastructure as a service. I mean, right. I'm talking about servers, I'm talking about storage, spin it up when you need it, get to market quick, and have a third party provide that for you in a monthly fee. That's really, really attractive to a CFO.
And it extracts out a lot of the hardware upgrades, software upgrades from the company itself.
When you think about it, you don't have to deal with your patches, you don't have to deal with version control. You've got a third party who's under an SLA to provide you crisp service to your employees. Otherwise, you're going to have a real headache on your hands as a CIO who's made this decision. But the paybacks can be really, really significant. And what we're seeing is customers kind of putting their toe in the water right now. They don't want to put any mission-critical apps in the hands of a stranger, but certainly they're going to test the water, and they're going to see how they may be able to use their highly virtualized data center and not have to do the next level of expansion, but rather go to a cloud provider like an Amazon, like a Google, or even Microsoft Azure with their big, you know, press announcement just recently, and say, okay, how can I use your servers to meet my incremental demand, and how can I do it in a really low-risk fashion? And that's where, you know, the system integrators, the VARs out there have an opportunity to play, because we're seeing multiple environments. We see what works, and we can advise as a trusted advisor to those customers to help reduce some of the risk that they feel.
Great. Greg, thank you so much for taking the time with us this week. It was great to talk to you, and we'll hope to talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, Barbara. Thank you.